Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. Say pop vinyl again, Jimmy.
Pop vinyl.
Pop vinyl.
Vinyl. Pop vinyl.
Is that, that happened a while ago, right?
Yeah, it's been over a year ago. I'm just still mad about it.
Yeah. The values in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my Crocodile Hunter. Crocodile.
Smash your Funko.
Did they replace it?
No, I complained to the post office and never heard anything back. So I did it again and they never heard anything back. Thank you, federal government.
There's no customer service, man, anywhere.
No.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Like, it's, you know now, I think, that when you call any kind of customer service, you can maybe hear in the background, like, these people are at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working from home. And because you'll hear a TV or maybe a stray dog bark.
Yeah, or a kid in the background sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while. Or yep. The broken English.
Mm-hmm.
Outsourced.
I had an issue with online banking. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I called them and I said, this has been like this for about a week. She said, I can't even get into mine. It's just not working.
Jesus.
It's like, what? It just don't work?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I called back somebody else and she said, oh, I'll fix it for you.
So it wasn't one of those that says, this recording may be recorded for future use.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy because I finally got one I could understand.
Yeah.
And she said that. It's just not working. I'm like, okay, you're a pretty major bank. You're going to let that go for a week or two without fixing it?
Mm-hmm.
You hussy?
Major bank. Nice. I've not heard of that one.
No, me neither.
Major bank.
The post office thing, you know, when I worked there, you did throw mail a lot. But you got to sort it fast, man. You got to fill these trucks up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got limited time to do it. Especially it's all, just back in the day whenever they introduced like a one day or a priority,
mm-hmm.
like the way that those things had to move so fast and they didn't have the it's hard for me to even explain because I don't know what it is. It's like some kind of machine that knows which way to push it this way because it's coded.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome, but you know, the old days you had a bunch of people sitting there just passing them, sitting there like, oh, look at me sending.
The machine's massive, sorts all the letters.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge. People got to sort the flats, the bigger ones, like the parcel envelopes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Most of what I know about the inner workings of the post office I learned from the movie Dear God with Greg Kinnear and Tim Conway. That's most of what I know about the Postal Service.
God, is that a remake of George Burns?
No, oh. It's...
Oh, that was Dear God. No, that was Oh God.
I think it was Dear God, right, with Greg Kinnear?
Which one had...
It was Oh God with him, but yeah.
I might have been thinking of Dear John.
Dear God was a movie where like Greg Kinnear and Tim Conway and Hector Elizondo and Laurie Metcalf start. They all work at the post office. Yes, and they start answering letters to God.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was like a sweet movie, not like a foul movie.
Yeah.
Which is odd for me. I watched it when I was a kid though.
Oh yeah.
Man, Dear John was good. Jerry Burns and Judd Hirsch.
And the girl on there, the lady, I can't remember. She's very attractive.
Oh, dang it.
I can't remember.
Was it Mel Harris, was it? I forget.
Mel Harris? That's my name on the doctor's charts when I was born.
Mel?
Not quite sure what to call me.
What are you going to name?
What does gift of God mean in English?
What does gift from God?
Translation. Look it up in Latin, though.
Oh, My name means supplanter.
Supplanter?
Yes.
What does that even mean?
That I supplant people, I guess.
Oh.
I'm the supplanter.
He's an usurper.
Watch out. I'll take your spot.
I am the supplanter. You sure it doesn't say suppository?
Yeah, it means supersede and replace.
Oh, wow. Supersede?
Yeah.
Like Genghis Khan?
Sure.
Wow.
Does somebody in this room call it the book suppository?
Well, it's gift of Yahweh. Gift of Yahweh.
Yeah. Me?
Matthew, yes. Yeah.
What, I did it, Yahweh.
So it goes.
What is, well, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to know.
Well.
I don't want to assume. What if you found out, like, your name was, like, really had a bad meaning?
I don't think they did that to any of them, except mine's about as bad as it gets, where I will supersede and replace.
They're doing it with fashion
designers.
I'm
the supplanter. I have a super villain name. Fat Boy's name means God will uplift. Not Fat Boy, but his actual name.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Well, is Jeremy,
dang it.
Is that like a derivative of Jeremiah? It has to be.
Yeah. Kind of like James and Jacob have the same roots.
Oh, yeah.
And then Paige's first name means free man, apparently, or petite.
Free man or petite.
Yeah.
How do those two things, either or?
Because it comes from Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Free man or petite. Oh, I hate my steaks that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the good thing about my name is when baby boomers die,
yeah,
they want to say that's the end of Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. Because the younger generation don't know that song. So they don't say it when they hear the name. Your name's Jeremy? Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Really? People played that off of Jeremy? You didn't get Pearl Jam sung in your ear all the time?
No.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
But they would go to Jeremiah first, and then they start singing that song.
Was he calling him a homeless little blank? I have not read the lyrics.
He bit the recess lady's breast.
How could I forget?
I think if you read the lyrics, it says a harmless little fun. Yeah. When you listen to it. All right, AC/DC.
I was going to say, I've been fooled by many of them before.
Yeah. No, look what the lyrics say. No, let's look what my ears hear.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Look what everybody's ears hear. Look at the slowed down video on YouTube that says exactly what you think you hear, because that's what you hear.
I had a misheard lyric the other day. I couldn't figure out. I've been singing it wrong forever. It was an Elton John song. Sad songs. Dang it. Is that the name of the song?
No, I don't know what you're referencing. I think you
said song say so much.
Yeah, that one.
Written a joke and forgot the punchline.
I had to look up the lyrics. I thought the lyric was "Why don't you chew with a turban on?"
Why don't you chew with a turban on?
But that's not the lyrics.
Well, obviously, I mean, well, you never know with him. He was probably dressed as a animated duck while he sung it.
I think it's "Why don't you choose one and turn it on?"
Choose one and turn it on.
But it sounds like it says "Why don't you chew with a turban on?"
Why don't you tune in and turn them on?
That's it.
Tune in and turn them on.
He don't sing it right.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Yellow Ledbetter, he says, make me fries.
Where? I can't place that one.
Right before he kicks off the first little, I guess, Mike or whoever's playing on the guitar.
Oh, man. He says, make me fries. Having worked here, I've heard that song like a zillion times. But I remember the first time I heard that song. Freaking Yellow Ledbetter.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, man. I Poppy. Like, I went to a local record store. Actually, they sold discs and tapes,
too. Oh, both at the same time.
It's like, I hope that's in there. I manifested it. It was. Mm-hmm. It was an import single. And I paid like $25, $30 just to have that song so I could hear it over and over again.
Yellow Ledbetter?
Yellow Ledbetter.
Yeah. And then for the next 30 years, all you needed was a radio.
Well, I haven't bought a CD since.
Let's see. Do you want to hear the Lion Fatboy song about an Elton John song? I got it here.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard Tune In and Turn Men On.
Okay.
That's where he says Chew the Turban On.
Because he does have that English, Tune In, where it's almost like a
Chew the Turban On.
That's a catchy song.
It is. It's not a sad song.
No.
It's about sad songs. It's not a sad song in itself.
Like you and old Bernie banging out the hits.
People Nutty takes in, he said he thought Beast of Burden was Pizza Burning.
You know what? Totino's probably used it in a commercial in the 90s.
Totino's. You got to put an extra pound of cheese on this. Mozzarella.
That's a good one, man.
That's the TLCMotors.com text line 72341. Standard message and data rates apply. 72341. Go ahead and do that since he texted in. Somebody else might want to.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Well, when I was a kid, I thought it was take a piece of meat with you.
Take a piece. Take a piece of meat. From what?
Every time you go away,
you take a
piece of meat with you.
That's about shoplifting.
Stealing steak.
Pastime.
Damn it.
What, man?
Well, I love these off-the-cuff conversations, but I had one of those, too. The other day, and it was more or less the you're saying cuss words, mm-hmm. but the title of the song is not. But you said it's not what you see; it's what you hear.
Yeah.
And I have no way to pull it off. I'll say pull it out from my hat instead of out of my ass, in case kids are listening. Man, oh man. It'll come to me, and then I'll interrupt someone talking later to remind everybody what it was. Damn it.
I wish you knew.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
Well, dude, a lot of the stuff I listen to now, I can't find lyrics to it. You can't find them, so if you mishear something, you just don't know any better. What,
is it a... That's very interesting, too. Do you have to release lyrics? I mean, I know, like, a lot of the ones on YouTube, and those are fan-created... or whatever. It's not maybe from the artist. And then even on, and I'm only mentioning this because we came to terms with them on their podcasting platform. Spotify sometimes they don't have lyrics.
Yeah. I guess
Shopify never does.
I guess it feels a little, stuff that's a little more obscure. It's hard to find lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
Like some of this, that's not really underground. It's just more obscure country stuff I listen to. There's no lyrics.
Yeah.
Luckily you can understand most of it. Sometimes I get a little mixed up on something.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
What, having to release it?
Well, yeah, like with CDs and the whole Tipper Gore situation.
That's what I was thinking politically, absolutely, like this. Like, all right, what are they here? Well, what does it matter? What do you hear?
Yeah.
What do you hear? Oh, God. Oh, man.
Because it's,
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to pull that for headlines later.
Please. Because I have comments and I don't want to break the chain right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And rest of the chain, I ain't talking block.
No. It's fun.
God, I wish you could think what the song was.
I know.
It's okay.
But you know who sang it, right?
No, that's the problem. Oh, no. I was listening to one of those things where you pick out one song and then it'll just keep playing. It's like how I think HBO does it. Where if you're watching a movie and then you don't change the channel, they'll start playing another damn movie.
Yeah, they will. Too quick.
You keep your ass down there.
No, another misheard lyric. I thought the song was Ass and Kitties by 3-6 Mafia, but it was not.
No, it was not.
See, I'm really trying to rack my brain, trying to figure out what the one was.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's now that I'm distracting myself.
Yeah. Well,
17 days till shopping.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not till. You can shop now.
Yeah.
But you only got 17 too, unless you want to go out morning of.
No.
What day is Christmas on? Like Christmas Day. So today, so it's 18 days. It's a
Sunday, is it?
Oh, well, that's kind of appropriate. Yeah, that's kind of appropriate.
Yeah, the Fatboy got into working out real hard about 20 years ago because he thought Mystical's song was called "Shape That Ass."
A lot of people thought "Shape it was
Your Ass." Shape your ass. So he got into just doing a lot of butt lifts and stuff, Kegels.
Kegels.
Do you remember the one people always sang to that one? It was "Take a Bath, Wash Yourself."
No.
Yeah.
No.
Take a bath, wash yourself.
They were just trying to, I think, maybe pass a message on to you subliminally.
Hell no. I've been clean my whole life.
You know what? In all the I've never smelled you, ever. Like, in a negative way.
You might later.
No, other than that.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
I've never smelled like any funk on you.
Yeah.
That's what Shake It Fast was.
It was. Jeez.
Smelled you.
Dude, there's some great text right now. People in Brown Eyed Gravy, Eddie Vedder sings like a Dr. Wright's.
Dude, he sings like Adam Sandler used to on his comedy.
Yeah, that's a lot of the inspiration. People in Detroit, Pollock said he thought in Billie Jean, Michael Jackson said, "Don't go around breaking young girls' arms."
Oh my God, it's such a like evergreen kind of thing. But crap, man, it's so true, especially until you go see the lyrics or read text from people say,
you know,
like, oh, did they say that? Y'all just played that?
Is people in Brown Eyed Gravy not one of the top 1% of P1 names?
Say that one more time.
P1 Brown Eyed Gravy. It's like top 1% of P1 names.
Is it really?
Gotta be.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I don't. The way you just did that, though, you pointed there, though.
Or I pointed down.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to go back. I can do this.
Well, what is Red Eye Gravy?
Delicious breakfast food.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
There's no fun derivatives of that.
No.
Dang it.
Man. I'm playing Tickles today, man. Well, just I'm Tickles.
I'm racking it. I'm racking my brain.
Rack it.
Rack them.
Rack my brain. About the nicks and cuts. The blade.
Yeah.
Give it back, my son.
That's it. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh.
New podcast coming out. I don't know if we'll carry it or not.
No, with you. I was talking about our podcast coming out later.
Mel and Ye.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good one. Mel and Ye. Have you had that before?
I have not.
Oh, it's in season right now. Yeah. It's pretty good. Kind of like a bolognese.
Oh, okay. Bolognese.
Oh, you thought I was talking about Gibson and West. That project fell through.
I always thought that word was bolognese because, you know, it's spelled like bologna.
What does that mean? What does bologna even mean in Latin?
It's spelled like Tony from Facebook.
Means, that's a half person, half pig you eating.
Wagner.
We couldn't figure it out until he said it.
What?
Tony from Facebook Fussing was spelled like bologna.
Yeah.
T-O-G-N-A.
I was the one I thought it was misspelling Tonga, like the Tonga.
Yeah, no, it was Tony.
Tony. God bless. We have a brand new. Do we not? I don't have a paper. I just thought about that.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a brand new band on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Oh yeah, old dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nine knows.
Yeah. I sent you his number, right?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I got his phone number.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's he from?
Georgie.
Okay.
That'd be Georgia for some of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is Rob Linus. Now, I've seen him play. I think he's a badass. Just full disclosure, you know.
Rob?
Linus.
Rob Linus.
Yeah.
Linus.
Heck yeah. Herschel Walker's going to call in and introduce him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he thrown in the thing?
Well,
is that over?
We had a phoner with the loser guaranteed, so we can't get Warnock now.
Oh, when I went to bed. Do you think the news sometimes is too close to call? It's like they know.
It was too close to call, and 90 minutes later it was called.
Kornacki.
Yeah, we're just trying to get more time out. It's like the Boston bombing that time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, it's time for the news. Let's go. We gave out the text number. Check us out on social media at The Rise Guys on most of your social media at The Rise Guys. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, a man couldn't resist the passion of a golden doodle dog, and he did something shocking in front of families. And I'll tell you what happens next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, he shaved it. Because, like, those things have very nice fur. I'm surprised, like, the elite people don't wear jackets made of their fur.
No.
You know, after they've been to the groomer. Not to, like, shear them down like a lamb.
Yeah.
All right, more on that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
I'm Paige, and we begin with this crazy story. A Florida man was arrested after he had sex with a golden doodle.
God.
In front of families.
Jesus.
That's the worst part.
God. That what?
It gets worse?
Well, I mean, it gets not as bad as that. I mean, honestly, that's terrible.
I was going to say, what did he do? Turn in surprise and then that was the end?
Well, he wrecked a nativity scene at a nearby church and then he attempted to steal a car.
How did he wreck it, though? Like, I've seen that used in pornographic film descriptions.
How did he wreck it? He knocked it over. He knocked over the nativity display.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he didn't blow it up or shoot it or anything, and he also broke several potted plants. And he decided to throw some children's toys from the playground area. And that resulted in about $400 in damages to the church, according to authorities. So after that, he left the church and went to an adjacent neighborhood where he destroyed a mailbox and attempted to steal a vehicle.
So it goes downhill from there.
It does.
Wow, man. That is the freaking...
But here's
how's that breakfast, folks?
You know,
everybody's what? Dog listening right now just did that gulp sound. Whoop, whoop. Mm. He's looking at you up and down like, you ain't going to do that. Are we good?
I mean,
don't look at me that way, Tony.
You're thinking people that own golden doodles or labradoodles, they're pretty protected of those dogs because they're, you know, they're sweet things. But he knew the owner of the golden doodle. He was taking it out for a walk in an apartment complex. So that owner had no idea that was going to happen.
Well, yeah, probably not psychic.
No. I mean, and then he began having sex with a dog in front of multiple adults and a child who was under the age of 16.
God. You don't see those as much. The last doodles
children
I saw
16?
Was
oh.
At Dollywood.
Yeah. It's,
come on, man.
You just out walking a dog, and all of a sudden you're just overwhelmed with desire.
They are beautiful, but not that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen beautiful cars before.
Yeah.
But I've never.
Yeah. Never checked out the tailpipe like that. No. My car's exhaust way too big for that anyway.
Do you have dual exhaust? Because you're asking for trouble, pal.
Yeah, but way too big.
There's probably a video of this.
There's got to be, right?
Because if the kid, let's say the kid is at least 13 years old.
Oh, he videoed it.
Yep.
He's laughing, actually. Mom is screaming. The kid's like, oh, my God, world star. World star.
They might take that one.
Well, this perpetrator, he's 36. His name is Chad Mason. And he's been arrested. Several charges, including sexual activity with an animal.
It says an adult who witnessed it confronted the guy. And I'm thinking, do you just go say, hey, you, stop? I mean, I think you just start, like, hitting him with stuff. I don't think you go, hey, stop that. No, you go, like, choke this guy or punch him or something.
Punch him.
Like, what would your move be? Like,
nobody wants to fight a naked guy, though.
A lariat? Give him, like, a clothesline? Or are you going to spear him?
Center, he's naked. I think you walk up behind him and wrap your arm around his throat. So like, rear naked. You know, that kind of thing. Just choke him and pull him off.
Yeah. What if you do to him what he's doing to the dog to see how he likes that?
You choke him out first.
Yeah. It kind of diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
I would be like, well, I wouldn't be in that position, obviously, but like, what if like other dogs, like, oh my, they're barking at each other. This one's in trouble. And they all come attack.
Well, yeah, let your dog off the leash, see what happens. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So he was exposing his body parts.
Clearly. I've heard of a donkey show, but is this what a dog and pony show has meant all these years?
Yeah, probably.
He was charged for that, and then he was charged for criminal mischief at a place of worship.
I mean, thank God it wasn't a handheld dog, like a little Chihuahua or something.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell?
Little dachshund. That'd be ironic.
Speaking of pound puppies,
my God. Good
Lord. That's what is it? Is it drugs or is it mental illness? Because, I mean, like, that's the only two, correct?
I'd say this is a combination of both. This is one interacting with the other.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Well, he's been released on bond. I mean, you're obviously a public menace. I don't know if you'd be out.
Man, oh man. That's where, so he'll be on a sex offenders list big time because he was doing this in front of kids.
Yeah.
But that's where those lists aren't equal. Like, to say you're on a sex predator list or whatever, you know, when you go to a neighborhood, like, are the neighbors okay to say for what?
No.
Yeah, do you have to tell them? Because, you know, you got sexual assault on there. You got, like, aggravated assault.
Well, remember the guy who, the girl had lied about her age. He was 18. She was 16. Bling, bling, bling.
Oh, yeah.
They got him for that, and it forever is on his record.
Yeah, and then you have people who are exposing themselves in front of minor children.
Making love to doodles.
Mm-hmm.
Doodles.
I don't know.
No, the sex offender thing, I think, would be because he exposed himself to a child, not because he's had sex with a dog.
But it happened in front of kids.
Yeah, that's why I'd be a sex offender, because in front of kids.
Yeah. Not a offender or a predator.
Yeah.
But see, there's got to be varying levels of that.
Like, there's one on there the cops will have to text in, because I don't know. It says adult predator on some of these on the registry. I don't know what that means. They're all adults on there, but like some will say adult predator.
What if that means like elderly?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or somebody maybe didn't have all their, you know.
Faculties together.
Faculties. I was about to say sensibilities.
Like, I know somebody that's on it, and he's an adult predator. I'm like, I don't know what that means, because his crime occurred in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
What was Damien? Was he a child predator? The movie.
Oh, I thought you talked about the West Memphis 3. I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah.
That's just, I think it's one of those things where you're just sitting there thinking, like, when does that ever really happen? It happened yesterday. God.
Yep.
Hey, Lord.
Well,
hey, my God.
In case you missed The View, do you watch the panel discussion on The View? Sometimes it gets a little spirited.
You know why we know that? Because has anyone in this room watched a full 60 seconds of that show in your whole life?
I've never seen it on TV ever. I've never seen it on television ever.
But you know all, like,
maybe
that's
getting old change or something.
It's kind of, they get into like the conversation about all their behind the scenes drama and their little riffs they're having with each other, or tiffs.
Yeah.
Well, there was something reviewed. If you're if you're a future filmmaker, Whoopi Goldberg made it clear that you cannot make a movie about her life. and they were talking about morality and film, and they were talking about director Andrew Dominik's Marilyn Monroe movie, Blonde, that's on, you know, Netflix. And Whoopi says that if you wanted to make a movie, her will prevent unauthorized biopics about her life, and she says try it.
That's not possible, though. I don't believe.
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it would, there'd be like an estate LLC kind of thing. I don't know, but then maybe they retain the rights to all that.
But they put unauthorized on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's really good, man. She's been consistently funny for decades.
Whoopi?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when she's funny, she's funny. When she ain't being funny, she ain't being funny, though.
So if you wanted to make this film, you have to get clearance from her estate first, and that's what it says in her will.
That sounds like she thinks after she passes away, like, some stuff's going to come out. You know what I mean? I mean, they say that happens with everybody. You mess yourself. But mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, skeletons in her closet.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe I don't know enough about her, but I can't figure out why anybody would want to make Whoopi Goldberg biopics.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
Oda Mae Brown?
Oh, yeah.
That was a movie.
Eddie.
Ghost.
I know, but she had to get into that role.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do another sister act.
Talk about it.
They need to.
Ted Danson, was that a real relationship?
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting.
That's but hilarious.
He survived it.
I mean, that might be like a...
He was Hurst Edman.
Might be like a made-for-TV thing.
Huh.
They got to get, yeah, they got to do another one of those with another sister act while he still got Whoopi and Kathy and Jimmy and all the needed people.
Oh, yeah.
And the that one old that was, lady's dead, though.
Yeah.
The one that was kind of hot for a nun when we were kids.
Like, so oh, yeah, nun, yeah, hot. Yeah. Which one?
Oh, that like little the redhead
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. Oh,
pale face.
Was Wendy McKenna, I think. Yeah, Wendy McKenna.
Oh, from Camp Nowhere.
Oh, she fine, might be yeah. related to Seamus.
She was Cy Fleur's slam
she
piece.
She was. Why and she was in League of Their Own? Who was she in League of Their Own?
She was the catcher.
Oh, I think she was like there was a League of Their Own series in 1993 I didn't know about. She played Mae Morbido in that.
There's one now.
No idea there was one in 93.
I didn't either.
The new one's about lesbians. I mean, the old ones were, but they didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
They talk about it now. They got to.
They talk about it now.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. I never finished watching Glow, that redo or whatever that was on HBO. Did they ever get into that? Because, you know, like Mount Fuji, you know.
The show was good on Netflix.
But I'm saying, did they ever talk about, like, relationships, hooking up behind the scenes, the ladies?
I don't think they got to that part yet. Mm. Well, they got canceled anyway, so.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Like the company or the world?
Yeah. Okay. They canceled now anything that isn't, true crime documentary that costs nothing to produce.
Oh, well, Lord God. You know what? I know what you're referring to.
Which is, that's all they have is stuff that costs nothing to produce.
Yeah. Paige, if I didn't thank you, thank you. Fat Boy, pre-thank you for the sports report you're about to deliver.
Let's keep this movie talk going. We got a sports documentary that you might want to check out. Comes out December the 26th. And I'm kind of surprised that this is happening. Because I feel like that we don't really need it. We know everything we need to know about this man.
Man, I know the answer to this, I think.
I don't know if I want to tell you who it is and let you guess the title. But if I tell you the title, you're going to know who it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, we got a death, man, a sports death. No.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
Oh, now that I don't know.
Yes,
bad news. A tragic one?
Somebody everybody likes.
It happened yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was bad off for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people probably thought he'd already passed away.
Well, one chapter of this new movie you're referring to be called the Cheddar Bay Biscuits Saga. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, we'll get into that and a whole lot more next in your Rise Guys Sports Report.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I hate to do it. Got to do it.
You want to do it?
Start y'all's ass off with some bad news. Passed away yesterday at his home in Reno, Nevada. He refereed over 100 boxing matches. And most famously, the Tyson Holyfield match.
Yeah. He was a judge.
He was.
Can I say his catchphrase?
Yeah, do it.
I don't know. I really don't.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You know, are you serious?
I really don't know. But yeah, he's dead.
Imagine that. Like you not being able to say, golly. Well,
they said it on the news last night. National news.
But, yeah, it's also, he also refereed every episode of Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, God, that's right.
I forgot that's he was right. A judge.
Mm-hmm. Right. You remember Judge Mills Lane?
I forgot about the show.
Did, like, the bailiff punch the people out if they lost? Golly.
His name was Mills B. Lane III. B-E-E-B.
Hmm. Yep.
Like Bumble.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
It said he had a stroke 20 years ago, and he had a decline in his overall situation, according to his son.
I met him in 98 in
LaLanna.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I look stupid in the picture. Wow. You got to think about that when you meet celebrities. Be well-dressed and don't have an eyebrow piercing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that's what happened?
All them pictures. The same day. Freaking Tommy Morrison. Let's float that one around. Magic Johnson, Mills Lane, and
wow.
Who was the other? Is that the Super Show? Joe Frazier.
Smoking
that's
Joe.
Huge.
And I got an eyebrow
in one place around. At the same time.
Yeah, it's the Super Show. It was super duper.
You know, Mills wanted to rip that out of your eyebrow for you.
Let's rip it out. I'll say that.
He said that his son said it was a quick departure. He was comfortable and surrounded by his family at home. I think they said for the last little bit he couldn't really talk.
Oh, God.
Well, they said he had a stroke in 2002, left him virtually unable to speak.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Ryan Leaf popped that up a minute
ago. Well, that'd be 20 years not being able to speak.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Documentary coming on Peacock December the 26th. The documentary is titled
Plane Ride from Hell.
God, man. If I never heard about that again, it wouldn't be soon enough. Woo! Ric Flair's getting his Peacock documentary. It's called Woo, Becoming Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with everything you said a moment ago, Fatboy. What else?
Yep.
What else?
I mean,
like, I want to watch the one in like 10 years.
Yeah.
After all this weed stuff's over with. I mean, he's best friends, I think, legit with Mike Tyson now.
Yeah.
They go everywhere as couples. It could be like press or events, but still, like, they're hanging out.
I mean, all of us Flair marks know everything already.
Tyson's on the dock as like, I think it says best friend underneath his name.
Flair said many stories have been told about the Nature Boy over the past 50 years. I'm thrilled to be partnered with WWE and Peacock to produce the most accurate depiction, according to Flair, of his life.
God, I feel like he just, I just watched, oh, that was his last match.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't they do a 30 for 30 on his life, too?
Yeah, they did.
They've done all kinds of stuff about Flair. Yeah. But I guess it's another chance. Well, you know, a lot of people didn't watch those. Or they forgot because stuff is disposable.
The book wasn't as telling as it
to be the man.
Could have been, yeah.
But, you know, different streaming services all do documentaries about the same subjects and stuff all the time, too. And, again, cheap to produce. Mm. So keep them coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody's talking about the Dahmer Chrysler or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be a two-hour feature. So get your popcorn ready.
It's hosted by Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. Jushin Thunder Liger. No relation.
A funny little clip for you here. This is an ESPN announcer calling the Samford and Southeast Louisiana game.
You big dummy.
He's trying to say punt.
Oh.
And he says it, but he says a little something else first.
Okay. Pretty good punt that Judd Crockett immediately.
You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
You're going that kick and punt at the same time. I do that. I used to say ballers. I was going to go bucks or dollars. I'd say ballers. It was never, you know, ducks. That's cigarettes.
Is that one of those where you do you blow past it or you do one of these? We apologize for the language.
That's why I'd never make it. I would just, I'd be laughing in the background off mic. You know, like you turn your mic off.
You still hear me, can't you?
Well,
I'd never be able to do it.
Fat Boy's out there. He'd run up over his shoulder and scream into the mic. He just said.
He'd run out onto the field and point up to the press box. He just said this. Holding up the hand gesture.
Damn old Baker Mayfield got released by the Panthers, and he got picked up. He is now.
Quick.
Yep. Somebody put a waiver claim on him. That team is the Rams.
Mm.
Rams play the Raiders tomorrow night.
I guess they don't have quarterbacks either.
No. They got a Wolford got hurt, and Stafford not going to play this year.
Mm-hmm. Donnell Wolford?
So they're down to one quarterback, old Perkins. Baker could play tomorrow night. The Rams are out of contention.
How would you get – obviously it's possible, but imagine get traded, go acclimate yourself to new surroundings, new teammates, and develop a rapport and play a game.
So, I mean, quarterback, that position has got to be tough to do it. Somebody like OBJ that could go to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. What about the center, though?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
You're sitting there bending over in front of a dude. You don't know where them hands really know where to – some quarterbacks like to go like this. Other ones go like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing a ring.
No.
Be careful.
You shouldn't wear a ring out there, kids. Actually, never wear a ring of any kind, kids.
Yeah, I'd say.
The little taint tickle. We got some Heisman finalists. They're going to give that away soon. Georgia, Stetson Bennett. We got Caleb Williams from USC. Max Dugan.
Caleb.
From TCU. And CJ Stroud, Ohio State. That is all quarterbacks.
You said the In some kind of order, or do you feel – because you said and C.J. Stroud, so is that the prediction that he's likely the winner?
Caleb Williams is the odds-on favorite from USC.
Okay, yeah, he should be.
He plays for a coach called Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln. Sounds like a trucker.
So they'll give that away soon. Don't really know where a lot of these transfer portal guys are going to go. They're saying D.J. Uiagalelei could go to UCLA.
Play that's quarterback the way you say there. That.
Oh man, you should have heard the. Well, I think I've already said it before, but the on the Gamecocks network here in that game, they were saying his name wrong the whole game.
Ugale. Guys entering the JT Daniels is going to his fourth team, his fourth college team, and he still could have up to 2 years of eligibility after this.
Who does he think he is, Chad Kelly?
This point, he thinks he's Chris Winge.
We done, man. We had been. It's nuts. He really is college free agency.
There was a Clemson player that went three. He went somewhere, Clemson, somewhere else, right?
Chase Rice, yeah, he went to Duke and then he went to App State.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Good Lord.
Nick Horvath played basketball at Duke for like 20 years, though. Mm-hmm. So
God. That. Well, you went to college for 19.
He's a graduate.
Yeah, no crap. I mean, I didn't mean that in a terse way. No kidding.
Took too long.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this here. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.